saw an ad in the paper that said improve your personality. So I went to see the man, and he told me my personality was okay, but my name was my problem. I said to him, my name? Well, how could a name be a problem? Well, even William Shakespeare said, what's in a name? He said, who? I said, William Shakespeare. He said, look, you want to listen to me, you want to listen to your friends.
What's happening to you beautiful bad motherfuckers? It's your man, Bill. We are back for another episode of What's in a Name. Going for a little, you know, walk and talk right now and catching you guys up on what's been going on, because I know I've been blowing it. You know, it's time to get back to business here. Man, long ass weekend, long ass year and a half, or whatever the fuck I've thought. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, I'm sorry, but long shit, a lot of shit's happened, but a lot more shit's coming. So, I mean, this weekend was pretty rad. I went to a couple concerts. If I was, you know, going to sit down with, like, a piece of paper and be like, you know, what few concerts do I want to see all in, like, one weekend? And I saw two of the fucking 10 bands I would put down, for damn sure. Saw my first Brian Jones Time Massacre show in, like, fucking 8 years on Friday at this new venue in Boston called Roadrunner. Super random spot in Boston. It's in like the middle of Brighton, because all the clubs are usually like, you know, Lansdowne or fucking Theater District or TD Garden or whatever. This is in the middle of nowhere. Like, not nowhere. It's just a very fucking random ass spot that I'm familiar with, but I just never thought they'd put a fucking concert venue there. Looks like Brighton's up next for all the gentrification, you know, because you never thought half the shit would be in Southie, but hey, look where we are today. And so that show was sick though, because I mean, I'd had chances to go see them, but like for one reason or another, I just hadn't been able to make the shows. And you know, with the fact there's all this shit the past couple of years, they haven't been touring. So they finally made it back to Boston. And, you know, I've seen them close to 10 times. Like they are consistently fucking amazing. Cause their lead singer Anton, pretty much make sure that they're amazing. They've had about 60, 70 different members over the years, for perfectionist reasons that we'll leave it at. But that show was phenomenal. Definitely go check out Roadrunner if you're in Boston, because it looks like their schedule's packed with whoever the fuck coming up. All types of different genres, you know, rock people, fucking EDM people, everybody, bro. So, you know, if you got a Roadrunner gig, go check that out. It's like twice the size of, or like a more roomy House of Blues, or if you know, like the Sinclair near Harvard Square, it's like twice the size of the Sinclair. So that was sick. I definitely recommend go checking that out. Which was pretty, so that was rad. Went with Evelyn Breed. That was, you know, sick. We went to them 10 years ago and at Royale, so it's good to go again. That was sick, you know. Then we'll fast forward to Sunday, and on Sunday went to New York City. Bob Weir, of, you know, many of you, I don't have to explain who that is, but Bob Weir, you know, singer for the Grateful Dead, has his side project called Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers. And they through the pandemic, they added on an extra, brass band, like an four or five different members that they call the Wolf Pack. So it just makes it sound that much doper. And so I went to that Radio City Music Hall, never been to, never really had a reason to go to, not really a Rockettes guy, but, definitely enjoyed it. Definitely was fucking phenomenal. He had a few good special guests that came on out. No one really expected, and absolutely no one expected John Mayer to come out for the last six songs. So that was fucking rad, you know, because they do a band called Dead & Company. So if you're not familiar with that, for that, that was like really cool to see them link up together on Bob's side project. So, you know, the whole place was going nuts. It was really great energy, just a great show. Then, you know, just went out around NYC afterward that, and decided to extend my stay a little bit, you know. I was just going to go for the night and just, like, go for the concert, you know, party afterwards, whatever, whatever. And, you know, wasn't exactly making any travel arrangements for the next day or being able to make flights that early or trains, planes, automobiles, whatever. So just extended my stay another night. And, you know, fucking chilled in the LES, went to the, you know, hung at the skate park, went to, got some Katz's, did some shopping, hit Supreme, and then I hit, like, you know, Upper East Side, did some shit up there, and then one of my friends who I'll remain anonymous, he had me go take, I was up on the Upper East Side randomly, and he's like, go to Epstein's house. I'm like, fuck you, dude, no. He's like, give me a pic. And I was like, all right, fine. So I was, you know, smoking a joint, you know, as one does, as I do. And I'm smoking a joint, fucking going by Scumbag Epstein's. And there's, I know, I put it away whenever I see parents with their kids or whatever. But these fucking parents that are walking their kids near Epstein's are looking at my fucking joint like it's the fucking Antichrist. Meanwhile, I'm looking at them like, buddy, what are you doing bringing your kid within a fucking mile of this place? This is like the anti-Disney. Jesus, like, I'm the problem. Smoking a joint, you're the fucking one bringing your kid around fucking Epstein's house. So, you do your own math on that. Fuck you. So, that was just, like, really random. And then I wanted to make some dinner plans, you know? There was all types of shit I wanted to go to. You know, either get a nice steak at Gallagher's, Morton's, or, you know, try and hit some high or good shit, Carbone, whatever. But I wanted to go to this Italian restaurant in the Lower East Side, which will remain nameless because I like the owner and the bartender that night has actually been on the show. However, so I was stoked to go to that. And so I show up and it's on the side street. And it's the side street. So I walk up and it looks like it's taped off. I don't know why. And it says, you know, crime scene, do not cross. So I was like, oh, fuck, what the fuck happened here? So I walked on around the other side of the street to see if that side was blocked off too. That one was blocked off as well. And it turned out someone got stabbed at a poker game in the back of the restaurant. So I had to call an audible on my plans, and that's where I gotta keep it. It was fun. It was a good rest of the night. That was a good weekend, kind of wild times. Just back in the woods here, rocking my Hood to the Woods shirt. What's up, Donna? And I don't know, just gonna start just pumping content out. Get back on the bullshit, and I don't know. Just check it out. I'll keep you guys all posted. Goddamn, and you already know. I'll keep you guys posted. One love. Thank you guys, every one of you, for watching or listening, except for Mac. Peace.